RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you listen to my shows and ones with Dr. Holly Lucille saying we should be eating more butter, and that, you know, we've been hearing for years about how bad fat is, but it's really not. And if you're eating the healthy fats, it can not only be better for you than that. And of course, my guest is a fan favorite here at Radio MD, Dr. Johnny Bowden. He's best-selling author and a nationally known expert on weight loss, nutrition, and health, and an all-around fun guy. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Bowden, fat. We've always heard it's fad for you, but you are here to tell us that eating fat is, like, really good for us.
Yeah, well, you know, fat is, I've often said, the most misunderstood macronutrient. You know, Melanie, the macronutrients are protein, fat, and carbohydrates. The micronutrients are vitamins. And of the macronutrients, we've had so many discussions over the past 40 years of how much of your plate should be protein, and how much should be carbs, and how much should be fat. And the low-fat dogma, which took place, really started to crystallize around the 70s and 80s, have been the dietary guidelines for the past 40 years. And if you look around, you will see that it hasn't worked very well. It's really the biggest fad diet in history. No one ever in the history of the human genus ate a low-fat diet before 1960. This is all brand new, and it just didn't work. When we take good fat out of our diets, we don't absorb vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K, vitamin any of the fat-soluble carotenoids, any of the wonderful things that give plants all of their colors, all of that stuff is not absorbed without fat. Number two, fat is the best source of energy in the world. And people are always surprised to hear that because they've been told for so long you need carbs for energy. Oh, you should carb load before a marathon. But in fact, the currency of energy in the body is a little molecule with the unwieldy name of ATP.
I love my little ATPs.
Your little ATP. That's your Bitcoin of energy. And that's what you pay for everything that requires energy. Blinking your eyes, growing hair, dancing the Macarena, whatever it takes, whatever you do, breathing requires ATP. So in the cell, at every given moment, the cells are churning out ATP. They take the food that you eat and they, break it down into glucose and into amino acids and into fatty acids. And for every molecule of carbohydrate, for every molecule of glucose, the cell will make about 36 of these little ATP coins. For every molecule of fat, it makes 144 or more molecules of ATP. This is why the best marathon runners, the best people who do endurance athletes, they are constantly trying to become better fat burners, because when you think about it, your body can store about 2,000 calories of carbohydrate. They store it as something called glycogen. It's a storage form of carbohydrate. About 2,000, 1,800, 2,000 calories a day. Your body stores about 69 trillion gazillion calories of fat. So fat's your most natural energy source, and it's the thing that you actually need to have endurance and to have energy, far more than carbohydrates. So we have been terribly misled about fat. In our new book, Smart Fat, I think one of the big take-home messages is that we've got the notion of good fat and bad fat wrong. Now, I think most of the people listening to you, I know you have very smart listeners and very health-conscious
listeners. Of course we do, yes.
Well, you do. You've always had one of the best audiences in the country. I've always said that to everybody. And they have certainly heard that there's good fat and bad. And they're going,
so that was going to be my next question, is how do you know?
Right. So they've definitely heard of good fat and bad fat. And usually if you scratch the surface, they will say, well, the bad fats are saturated fat, animal fats, trans fats. The good fats are unsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, vegetable oil, corn oil, safflower oil, all of the plant oils. And that's the dichotomy. It's wrong. What makes a fat good or bad has nothing to do with whether it's saturated or unsaturated. Nothing to do with whether it's saturated or unsaturated. It has everything to do with whether or not it's toxic. So toxic fat is what we, in our book, call bad fat or dumb fat. And non-toxic fat is what we call smart fat. Fats that have been shown, proven to have health benefits. that that's in human beings, like olive oil, for example. Lots of research on that. Fish oil, for example. Lots of research on that. But more importantly,
what are some toxic fats? I mean, because you talk about
simple,
processed food a lot, and
go ahead.
No, well, it's just we people want to know what those toxic fats are.
Well,
and so it's hard to decide.
I can tell you very easily, and it's very easy to understand, but you have to understand a little bit about where we get our food from. Now, in animal products, when you feedlot farm cattle, which means they're raised on huge factories where they have no space to move and they're all kept in stalls, they are fed grain, which is not their natural diet. It makes their stomachs acid. And the grain that they're fed is the cheapest, most sprayed, pesticide-ridden grain in the world. All of that stuff winds up in the fat of the animals. Furthermore, they feed them antibiotics to fatten them up and to keep them from getting sick in the close quarters that they're kept in. They feed them steroids. They feed them bovine growth hormone. So all of that stuff winds up in their fat. That's toxic fat. It's not because it comes from an animal. It's because of how the animal was raised. Let me give you an example. I live in Southern California. Every so often, there's an E. coli breakout. And it was one a couple of years ago, and they traced it to some spinach, and then you couldn't even get spinach at Subway sandwiches places. They recalled all the spinach. Nobody thought spinach was bad for you. They realized that a crop had been contaminated. Well, that's what happens with animal foods. When you raise animals in these horrific conditions, it's bad for their health and it's bad for your health. That's the fat that's toxic. Nothing to do with saturated or unsaturated. When I buy grass-fed beef, which I eat all the time, grass-fed beef is organic. It has no steroids. It has no hormones. It has no antibiotics. It didn't eat grain, so it doesn't have the pesticide residue of the grain. It ate its natural diet of grass, so the fat in grass-fed beef is more highly skewed towards omega-3s and less skewed towards omega-6, which are inflammatory. So the whole animal and all of its fat is a completely different substance. So when I order grass-fed beef at the supermarket, I never get the lean kind. I don't care. Bring on the fat. Who cares? Because it's not toxic. And that's what people need to understand. The difference is not saturated versus unsaturated. The difference is toxic versus non-toxic.
What a great way to set it out for us, Dr. Bowden. And people really don't understand that difference between toxic fat and non-toxic fat. Yeah. And they think, well, and so trans fats are bad and trans fats
are
banned
right about
now.
The man-made
places.
Trans fats, they're right about. That is one of the
man-made.
The man-made trans fats, they are right about. That is the one fat that they're universally right about. But the idea that all vegetable fats are good for us is very, very flawed idea. And let me tell you why.
Oh, we're learning more and more on how bad canola oil is and all these other things. Now, we only have a minute left. So give us, I know it goes fast. Give us your best advice about incorporating healthy fats and good and fats in general into
you
our diet and tell us about
quality.
The BookSmart
fat.
You only have about a minute.
You have to look at the quality of the food. And in the case of meat, in the case of animals, it is imperative that you know where it comes from. Restaurant meat, fast food meat, most grocery store meat, if that was all that was available to me, I would become a vegetarian, and I'm very far from a vegetarian. So understand that all meat is not the same, grass-fed is not the same as factory-farmed, and all vegetable fat is not necessarily good for us. It's very inflammatory. We're experiencing epidemic
of diseases. Such great information.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's such great information, and the book is called Smart Fat, and you can go to johnnybowden.com and read more about him. He's got so many great books, and he gets mad at me when I say The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth is just such a great book. I still keep it on my coffee table. The Great Cholesterol Myth, Living the Low-Carb Life. I mean, he's just got so many wonderful books, so you can check those out at johnnybowden.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.